Now be recorded.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Would you be so kind to help me doing a roll call?
Absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's Work Prioritization Model Group, we have on Tuesday the 16th of February, we have Jamie Wagner, Olga Cavalli, Wolf Ulrich Knoben, Chuck Gomes. From staff, we have Ken Bauer, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and I do not have any apologies. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And thank you, Ken, for sending all the next steps and summarized our conversation in our last call. Before we start, I would like to exchange some thoughts with you about the comments sent by Stefan and Adrian. I was a little bit surprised, but as the comments are directly directed to, I guess, me and Ken, because it's to the chair, and I've been chairing, I think.
I don't know, Olga, that it might be directed at the chair of the council, too.
Well, that's something I also thought, because it's not clear if it's to Chuck, to me and Chuck, and also to Ken, who has been helping us in this. And I would like to know if you think that we may have to change the way we have been working or something that we should think about before moving forward.
Well, without over-personalizing this thing, and this is Chuck, they're right that we need to get some closure on this process fairly quickly because it's taken a lot longer than any of us anticipated. So without worrying about all the details and the criticisms, I suggest that we do try to do our best to reach some closure so that this can be moved on to the council as quickly as possible.
Okay. Any other comments?
Wolf speaking. Olga, so I would say, you know, this kind of conversation is, for me, is typical, you know, when you don't have a chance but immediately to react by language, by speaking to each other, you know, then it might have been no problem, you know, to talk about this. Because for me, what the issue was, okay, we have really to think about, you know, how to speed up. Because for me, also, the overall item is prioritization. If I talk about prioritization, that's the first thing what I have to do, to prioritize anything. So I have to come to a result with regard to that. It was my feeling as well. But then, you know, writing these things down, so comes up with, or it will end up with many misunderstandings, and I'm afraid that this happened this way. So I'm also, I have for both sides, let me say, I have some good feelings, because I see, okay, we have to hurry up and we have to find a final solution or a final proposal to the council as soon as possible. And on the other hand, I understand also that we have a different approach than anywhere, than somewhere else, you know, in other entities or so. And that's all what I have to say.
Thank you, Wolf. Any other comments?
Yes, please. I would like to comment. This is Jamie.
And
I think, I've already sent to the list my thoughts, and I think we are very close to a closing. And these kind of position or that Adrian manifested doesn't add anything besides impatience, and I think we will be able to we should continue with our work and finish it as soon as possible, and I think we will do it that in any one or two meetings ahead. And so I don't see the point made by mainly Adrian, besides a sheer criticism from somebody that is detached enough to do candid observations. That's my point of view.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Any other comments? I would like to do mine. I think we have been, we're close to the finishing our work. I think we have to do it. But I also think that we have gone through conversations that otherwise would have been taken to the council. So we have been saving time for the council. That's the feeling I have. We have been going through a process among ourselves in order to find a model or prioritization scheme that will be helpful for the council. So this is why I think we have spent some more time perhaps than our original idea. So any other comments about this? Okay, great. So let's move forward and try to finish our job. Ken, you have sent some summary of our next steps. Can we start reviewing them? I think there have been some comments from Chuck and Wolf, I think, and not myself because I really had no time to make comments. But perhaps we can review the text with the comments. What do you think about it?
Sure, that would be fine. I would just like to ask you, Olga, if you have an internet connection. Do you want to join the?
Yes, I did join.
Okay. I don't know
what did I open. I open a link. I'm seeing everyone connected. Is this what I have to open? I'm in meeting view.
It should be the GNSO work prioritization, the Adobe Connect session.
No, you don't want meeting view is fine. That just shows you who's on. You want to get into Adobe Connect.
Yeah, I got confused. Sorry.
That's okay. And the second comment I wanted to make is that Rob Hogarth is tied up on another call, but he will join us as soon as he can.
Okay, great.
And while we're waiting for Olga to connect, I have a suggestion, and if it doesn't work, that's fine. But rather than reading through all of your notes, Ken, we've had them for a few days, I wonder if we can, like, for example, on action item number one, if people have any points they want to discuss to identify them rather than reading through the whole thing. One way we might be able to be a little more efficient in the use of our time. I, for one, thought that your suggestions in number one were fine.
For me also.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Then we are good to go. We changed the we made the language changes and changed the title from resources needed to difficulty, and everything's cool. So we go on to step two. Here's Olga. Okay, let me say accept, and there you go. Let me call it action item one. All right, and with respect to number two, our step six analysis, how do you want to go through these?
We probably have to go through these because these require some decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first.
And I'm sorry, I see it so small that I cannot read. It's.
I have it at 145%. Can you expand your?
Yeah, I can. I'll try. No, I thought it was. Okay.
Is that better?
No, but I'll go to the text. Don't worry. It's the same.
Okay. So the first question is, should the prioritization result in an unambiguous ranking, meaning sort of individual, each one has a separate spot without any ties? I just made a note that I thought we might have answered that in our prior question, our session, but I just wanted to make sure everybody agrees that we're going to allow a prioritization for there to be ties in raw number, right? So there'd be three at level four and whatever.
Yes.
Anybody else disagree?
We would recommend that in the event of a tie, we should proceed to difficulty or.
That's correct.
Ranking.
Well, but I think that was only going to be true if the council needed to break the tie for some reason. If it didn't need to break the tie, then the tie would just remain.
I agree with that, yes.
Okay.
So what had happened, let me just say it clearly, what would happen is we would go through the prioritization based on value, the new definition, and we would end up with 15 or 12, whatever the number of projects is. And let's say that in positions 2, 3, and 4, they were all ranked 2 because they all had the same value. So you have 1, 2, 2, 2, and then you go to number five. We wouldn't break that tie unless the council said, oh, we have to stop a project, you know, that high up in the prioritization for some reason, and we've got to pick between those three. Then they would go to resources, I mean difficulty.
Okay, it's okay for me.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, ties are okay. The next question was, what frequency should the process be exercised? I had proposed quarterly in my last email. I don't think we actually nailed it down. Does anybody want to try to nail it down?
No. Well, it's Will speaking, so I wouldn't try to nail it down, but I think so. For me, quarterly it seems to be too frequent. So that is so. Just think about it. Every 3 months. To do an update of the prioritization, I don't think so. If I look to projects where I was involved so far, I don't think that we so often make too much progress, you know, within 3 months that we can think about a reprioritization of this project. So
Ken. Can I, this is Jamie, can I give a suggestion to include the prioritization exercise as an item of the agenda for the face-to-face meetings in ICANN meetings? They would be the three meetings annually. Hello?
I have a question. What happens when we have a new project? Should we do again a categorization exercise, or we wait until the next
This is
time?
The third point.
Yeah, we're actually going to come right up to
in
a second, Olga. And maybe we could take that question first. But that they do relate to each other a little bit, because if you, let's say you do the prioritization once a year, and a new project comes up, you know, fitting it in will be a little bit more difficult if the last time you did a prioritization was 11 months ago, the worst case, right?
Yeah.
The quarterly, I can see how that might be a little too frequent. What about Jamie's suggestion, the three times at the annual ICANN meetings?
That sounds fine, because it also goes to the rhythm of the meetings.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Any objections?
No.
I think that's a pretty good idea. One of the things the in-person meetings would provide, and this is something that could be done on the in the weekend working sessions, is that it would allow for the group type rating if we decide to go that way, and that would really facilitate that probably. So that might be a good thing to try. I definitely think quarterly is too often.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Olga, we're on this. So the next question was, in fact, how should new projects be added to the list and incorporated into the process in terms of both the ranking? And I noted here that we discussed an approach, and do we just need to confirm it? And so I'll just highlight it. I didn't actually lay it out here, did I? But I did in another email that I sent earlier. But anyway, what we basically discussed was that, so if you've done it in the last 4 months, right, so three times a year, perhaps the council members would have a general recollection of what they had done. And so a new project would just be handled exactly the same way as any of the original 15. The new project comes up, it's number 16. We use the same exact rating approach. If we break into small groups for Delphi purposes, they go through the same exercise, and they just rate that project, keeping in mind the 15 that they had just done a few months ago. And so as long as that kind of works, then we can get a group rating from the teams and take the median value of those, and then that becomes how that project slots right in. That's what we discussed last time, and I thought we had pretty much consensus on that. Does that work?
It did for me.
Well, I understood that there would be a process of group evaluation. Is that our consensus?
May I suggest that we take that up momentarily? That's on the list today as well.
Yes.
But I don't think we've actually ever said we've done our analysis on whether it's individual or group. We've talked around it, but we haven't actually done it. But that's coming up in a minute. I think the key point for new projects here is whatever process we recommend for the group of the 15 or 16 would be applied to an individual project that comes up new, provided that it cannot wait until the next ICANN meeting. Right, so let's say a new project was identified like now, this vertical integration, and we're literally a week or two away from an ICANN meeting. We would just prioritize it, I would guess, at that session, right, do them all. And then if it's in between an ICANN meeting and we have to get a rating or a prioritization, then we would use the same process that we normally use, but just do that one.
Okay. I think the process that we will use, that the council will use in this first prioritization effort will be different than the effort that will be done by at the periodical evaluation, because it will be only a confirmation of something that is already done, and this one will be a first time. And I think the prioritization of a new project follows much more in the lines of this first exercise we will do with the council than the periodical re-evaluation process.
This is Ken. I think I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure I'm not getting the difference between... let me draw this out carefully. So let's say we have 15 projects, and let's say for the very first time we were going to do them in Nairobi with the full council, and we do that same exercise with the Delphi. We've broken into groups, and we've got and we finished it. Now the next ICANN meeting comes up, which is I don't know when that is, in Latin America or something. Are you saying that that process would be different than the first one?
Yep.
And could you say how? Because I'm not understanding. The second time around, I would think you'd take all 15 projects and you just put aside the fact that we had grouped or rated them before, and you do them all over again. And the reason is mostly because of something you brought up a while ago, which is that because the dynamics of this changes frequently, that you have to kind of go back to all the projects and look at them over again and give them new ratings. So let's say that STI was number one in Nairobi, and in Latin America it might be four if it's done over again using the same process.
Well, I'm just saying that we will not be able to forget what we have done before.
And that's probably not a bad thing, right? Because the more knowledge the council members have about the projects, what their status is, and all that, it will just make the final prioritization that much more rich and valuable, right?
Okay. Well, the process will be the same, but okay.
Okay, that's all I want to make sure. Okay, so the process will always be the same, and except for a new project, we would just do the one. But we would still use exactly the same techniques.
Just to understand, Wolf speaking, so Ken. That means using the same techniques means at the next ICANN meeting. So I understand the following so right now. So in case it's important is upcoming with priority, let me say. So immediately, this has to be prioritized immediately. So there is no need of any prioritization, because it's of priority, and the council has to do, or has to decide to do that. So in case there may be this project doesn't need immediate action. So that means it can wait for the next prioritization, which is to be done the next meeting, ICANN meeting. Is that the case?
Yes, this is Ken. That's what I had said, and does everybody agree that that's okay? I think just so summarizing, if a new project comes up and it cannot wait until the next ICANN meeting where we would do a full prioritization, then it gets prioritized using the same techniques.
Okay. But the full prioritization is up to the next ICANN meeting. And full prioritization means taking into consideration all existing projects.
All right.
Ken, this is Olga. What's the difference in between a project that can wait to be prioritized or that must be? How can we handle that?
I don't know if there's a rule that we could use, but it, for example, vertical integration, I'll just ask. If we knew we were going to be doing a full council member prioritization of all 16 projects, let's say that's how many we have, including vertical integration, would we have to ask the council to do it now or just wait a couple of weeks until the next meeting?
My response, it depends.
Right, and what would your answer be for this particular project, Sean?
Well, probably in that one the council would not have supported waiting because of the fact that there were people really concerned about the time frame and still are. So in other cases, I think it might be perfectly legitimate to delay the exercise and make a decision after you do the exercise.
So the answer is it depends.
Yeah, I know you'd love it.
I do like it, and I think there are cases when that's the right answer, because the circumstances cannot be predicted in advance by rule.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to do with whether it has to start right away, whether there's a sense of urgency to it, whether there's already people ready to get started, all kinds of things like that.
And in fact, Ken, a related question that comes up is, as far as, let's say we have to do it right now and fit the new project in, there could be cases, it seems to me, where we don't even need to go through the prioritization exercise for the specific decision. We know it's urgent. We know it's got to be started now. Let's see if we can find the resources for it without impacting other projects and just go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come to the regular prioritization exercise, it would be fitted in then. Does that make sense to people?
I think so, yes. Well speaking. Yeah. So, but for me, it's still not very clear. For example, the practicability of it. It means if we have at each ICANN meeting, we'll have a prioritization meeting, let me say, because the question for me is how much time we spend on prioritization. Each ICANN meeting, so it may take an hour or one and a half hour or even more. So are we really prepared well to take such time to for every meeting for prioritization? Is that too much? So that's one question for me. And the other is then if a new project comes in, we should have although the flexibility, let me say, just to look at the existing list of projects, and if the council thinks okay, that's okay, and we could just rank a new project or fit it in to any number of priority of that, and we could agree on that, that should be enough. Then there is no must for reprioritize the whole list. Was that clear enough?
Now, Wolf, are you suggesting then that we don't go through the full exercise each time?
Yeah, it depends. You know, I don't have an estimate how much time it takes. If it takes two hours, for example, I would say that is too much for every ICANN meeting to devote 2 hours. For a prioritization, I think that's too much. Because we don't talk about content, so we have to talk more about content rather than prioritization.
This is Olga, if I make a comment. I think that if we are going to make something face-to-face during the ICANN meetings, less than an hour, it's not possible. And perhaps the work should be done first, and then the final list of priorities could be finished in a face-to-face meeting in an open discussion. But we may need some time before the meeting.
Yes.
This is
Jamie. Can I add something?
Please.
I think such a meeting would need some preparation and planning before. So in the meeting, it could be very objective and we could do this in this exercise in 1 hour, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly my point, yeah.
But I have another thing to add is along the lines of what Chuck said is that we lived without the prioritization work and scheme or process until now. And I think projects can be added along the way and wait for a full exercise. And we should not impact the whole council with another burden of doing a single project prioritization. I think, as a rule, I know it depends, but as a rule, it could be the project could be undertaken without a priority assigned to it, and then have its prioritization at the next ICANN meeting.
This is Ken. I believe that is exactly what Chuck said earlier. I captured that in my notes up here, and so I'll reflect that in our next. So the only time you would ever prioritize a new project individually is if it absolutely was necessary in order to manage it effectively.
Yep.
If you could manage it effectively without going through the prioritization exercise, then you would.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah,
that's what I've tried to capture.
So one of the first questions we have to ask is, can we manage it? In other words, are there sufficient resources available without negatively impacting other projects? And if so, then we don't need to spin our wheels prioritizing something that we know we can do anyway.
Yeah, and in fact, picking up on a suggestion you made, Chuck, about a set of questions we might ask, that's one of the four coming up in just a second here that we could take.
Yeah, and in fact, it's probably, I was just looking at the order of those, and I think it's one of the first, it may be the first one we need to ask.
Maybe so. Yeah, I'm happy to reorient them.
I understand.
I do think, Ken again, I do think that Wolf's comment about the timing, and everybody else has chimed in on that, I do think that's an issue. You know, I'm remembering back when we did our conference, when we did the maybe it was X or Y first, and then we did X secondly. It took 2 full-hour sessions just to do those ratings. And I realized that it was our first time, and maybe the first time it will be take longer to do. Still in all, I wonder if that's something because you have discussion, right? Well, I think it's this, and I think it's that. You start with a test rating, and then everybody's all over the map, and we only had 3 or 4 people doing it. What if you had 15, and you've got people everywhere from a number 1 to a number 5? Then you have to have all these discussions, and so I think I'll capture that, and we'll have to have some more thought about whether it really can be done at a face-to-face ICANN meeting or maybe somewhere in preparation offline because I think to just do it at the ICANN meeting would take more than an hour for sure.
Well, the first time, I think so.
Yeah, okay. All right, I think we can move ahead. We've talked about how new projects started to be incorporated, and we've also talked about the periodicity and how that might work. Chuck had suggested the last time that we develop some questions that the council might ask itself when a new project surfaces, and I tried to write a few of them down here. Do you guys want to talk about those next or move on?
Ken, can I add something?
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the Chuck's answer to your question. The answer that is always right is it depends. But the question that arises is it depends on what? And I think it depends on the decision of the chairman if it is needed or not to go through a prioritization before the next meeting. So I think we should leave this written. It will depend, and I suggest it will depend on the decision of the chairman of the council.
I've captured that in my notes up here on the right. Does anybody object to that?
Well, it's possible that some members of the council might, because we're less of an authoritarian organization and more of a bottom-up organization. I suspect that any chair that is doing the job appropriately would probably respect the wishes, you know, the input from the council in that regard. Some of it's going to be driven by the board. For example, you know, we were given this task of the AOC review teams with just a short deadline. You know, that kind of thing is, hey, we have to get this done. We have a short window. We did it. I mean, it was no question that we had to go ahead and proceed. In other cases, it's going to be more volitional in the sense, like, for example, even the vertical integration PDP. So.
Well, the chair, I'm saying that the chair has the prerogative to do this recommendation to the council, but
yeah, right.
But I'm not thinking he will be an authoritarian, you know.
Okay, yeah, so we're on the same page.
Yeah, well, I'm not Adrian.
What I wrote is suggest that the chair, so the team would suggest in its recommendations that the chair be allowed to make a recommendation to the council as to it depends. And then I guess if everybody said, well, that makes sense, then that would be fine, right? So let's say that Chuck, in this particular case, as the chair, said, I don't think we have to actually prioritize vertical integration. We can catch it at the next prioritization session. And everybody around said, okay, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. And then that would be it, right?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Do you guys want to take a look at these four questions or do it off on the list?
Well, I have, a more general question to this, is how is this prioritization related to, let me say, the ICANN's priority list, ICANN's staff? That means the overall program. So how is the interrelation between them? Is it sure that there is an interrelation? And how should that be implemented? Is that also a point we should discuss here, or because, you know, I understand the following. So staff or ICANN shall have a priority list from their point of view as well. So right now, so we are talking about implementation of new projects and giving them and giving the total number of projects giving new priorities, maybe, every ICANN meeting. So, is that realistic with regards to the overall ICANN program?
Well,
you understand?
Well,
yeah?
I don't know that the ICANN, in the broader sense of the word, has a list of priorities that could be mapped to what we're doing. What are you referring to?
I mean, for example, the budget plan, ICANN budget plan and all these things. So they are talking about 2011 budget plan. So behind that budget plan, there must be a kind of program, what to do in that year, and also kind of, let me say, timeline, how to turn out those projects. So that's what I understand from
the So the
from
operations the plan that
yes, operations
the budget.
Plan.
Yeah.
Yes, operations plan.
This is Ken. My sense, I wish Rob were on. We can ask him when he joins, but my understanding is that ICANN takes its prioritization from the community.
Sure, it should be.
In which case, we may be chasing our proverbial tail. The ICANN probably, in the absence of a prioritization list, they put an operating plan together. But if the council actually developed one, that would probably dominate.
Okay.
In which case, ICANN would dovetail to the council's priority list rather than the other way around.
Yeah, okay. But you know, it should be then ensured that ICANN can follow our... We are taking you each ICANN meeting. Okay, but that may be a different question then. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Hi, I'll just capture this as a question, and we'll come back to it.
Thanks.
I just wrote up four or so questions that occurred to me that a council might ask itself when a new project comes up. So we've done a full prioritization. We're in the middle between ICANN meetings. It's a council meeting. A vertical integration pops up. The questions are... I tried to put them in the order I think of them, but maybe not. First was, should this new project have resources assigned to it? And if so, what type, skills, and quantities are needed? So that question is asking is, should we actually work on this project first? And then the second question was, are there sufficient resources, staff and community, available to undertake this project, assuming that we've said yes to the first question, without causing adverse impacts to other project work? The third question I came up with is, to undertake this new project, should any other project work be stopped or postponed? And then the last one is, should this new project have a date or a deadline imposed, thus establishing its urgency? And if it is determined to be urgent, can we find some consequences that would help that date to be perceived and treated as though it really were critical? Those are just ones that came to my mind. Maybe you guys have some others, or...
Yeah, this is Chuck. I think it's a pretty good list of questions, and actually the more I look at it, I like the order pretty well, too. It doesn't need to, has to be, mean it has to be rigid, but it looks pretty good to me.
Well, there is a first question that I would... Should this project be undertaken at all?
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at with the first one. Should we assign any people to do it at all?
Yeah. Okay.
Should it be undertaken?
Yeah.
I could reword that one, Jamie. I like your.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. I understood that, but it seems to me that once a project comes to the list, it is already a project, or the council should have the conscience that it will determine if the new proposal will be a project or not. I think at this stage, when it's not already it's already a project or not. This is my question. When it comes to the prioritization list, it will come already with the status of an ongoing project.
This is Ken. I don't know the answer. Anybody else, Chuck? For example, vertical integration is the question. I think he's asking is, when it comes up, like it comes to the council, is it already determined to be a project? Does the council say? Could the council say, sorry, but we're not going to work on that. It's not going to be undertaken.
Well, we do have. I mean, that's what happened with the vertical integration PDP. The issues report was prepared. It came to the council, and a vote was taken to initiate a PDP. That was basically to initiate the project. If that vote had failed, it would have been decided not to make that a project.
Okay, so that's neat, because in a way we can tie that sort of first question really to... Well, that would only apply to PDPs, but I think that is a should it be undertaken, and the council actually takes a vote in a PDP case, and depending on whether it gets the right number of votes, it is initiated or it's not.
Yeah, and anything that's going to require resources like that, we're going to have to make some sort of decision, even if it's not a PDP, whether to devote resources to it.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'll do a little wordsmithing on that first one just to get the idea of should it be undertaken, which means, in essence, should the project have resources assigned, right?
Yeah.
So, in the end, I think your question resolved the problem because I think I was creating a problem that does not exist.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you for that. The next bullet point, then, if we're finished with those, is this is probably okay to pass here. Since the rating process is relevant, is it possible to slot a new project without reevaluating all the others? And I think we've talked our way through that already, right?
Yeah.
So I would say we can skip that one.
Yep.
The next one is, how are changes to project status identified, recommended, approved, and incorporated? And I think we've addressed that one. That came from an earlier comment Jamie made about the sort of dynamic nature of all this, and that it's going to change every 3-4 months. And if we do it 3 times a year, that should enable us to capture the status changes and different circumstances in the environment that would cause the prioritization to change. Is that fair?
Yeah. So let me understand put this formally. Project status would only change in the during the formal reevaluation of priorities. Is that right?
I don't think that's totally correct, Jamie. This is Chuck again. Because if a decision is made to start a new project that impacts resources on other projects, its status could change somewhat when that happens. Isn't that correct?
This is Ken. It's interesting because the project status changes maybe every day, maybe every hour. But I think what we're saying is we would only recognize those changes at a couple of different points. We would capture them in formal prioritization sessions or in the evaluation of a new project. That would be the only time they would actually be captured.
Or formalized.
Formalized, yes. Otherwise, I think we would be prioritizing all the time. And so the trick, I think, the challenge is to find a frequency of prioritization that's not too fast and not too long so that too many changes can't happen that you don't get formally recognized. And what we've settled on so far is 3 times a year.
Let me ask Chuck. We had previously, and I had suggested that the chairman could propose a change of status of a project in between these regular prioritization exercises. And I think this is the case you mentioned. Is that Chuck? Is that right, Chuck?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We suggest before the chair knowing or recognizing a need to change status would recommend that, and if would recommend that through the list, I think so.
This is Ken. I think I've captured that. So project status changes essentially occur formally 3 times a year, informally when new projects are undertaken, and at any other time as recommended by the chair.
I think it is formally in all three situations.
Let me just say what I meant by formally, and I'm happy to change the word. When I meant formally, it was the exercise of the prioritization rating process. To me, a formal recognition is the one in which we use the process to capture and put it into form and structure and listing, rank order, that sort of thing. Informal is we discuss what changes have occurred, we recognize things that might, but we don't formally capture them and try to remake our list. That's what I meant.
Well, I sincerely, I didn't like the phrasing, because I think once a decision is recommended by the chair and is recognized or by the council members through the list, this is formal enough to me. It's written and it's documented.
This is Ken. Okay, I'll find a way to take the word formally out and substitute it with something else. Okay, I've got enough notes to fix that. So that, what I'll basically try to indicate here is when project statuses are going to change all the time, the rank ordering will capture them officially, so to speak, three times a year. But when new projects are undertaken, clearly project status will have to be discussed to the extent that any other project is impacted. And then if the chair at any other time says, you know, we got to redo, we got to think ourselves around the projects and the prioritization, then he can make a recommendation anytime. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now to a question that we have not dealt with directly in a long time, but it's time maybe. This has to do with the individual versus the group ratings. Jamie brought this up a little earlier, I think, that are we clear now that what we would recommend to the council is group ratings, individual? There's a series of questions here. I'll just try to summarize them. You know, if we settle on group sessions, how should the councilors do them individually first? Then, you know, what sizes and configurations would we recommend? We had talked at one point about trying another test with our group into little smaller groups, even like two or three versus four or five. And there were some considerations that I had written a while ago on that. And then the sort of last idea is, if we decide to do group ratings, should we also recommend to the council that they be facilitated using Adobe Connect with the voting and polling feature? Okay, so that's just a summary of the some of the issues. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm thinking if it will be done in a face-to-face meeting, if it makes sense to do a small group experience.
I think it should be done previously in smaller groups, and then the face-to-face meeting, like finishing the work.
Well, we have one logistical issue. This thing isn't going to be ready for action in Nairobi, and it's not going to be a very good face-to-face meeting to do it there anyway, for other reasons.
Yeah.
So the first time around, I don't think we want to wait for the exercise until Brussels. So that's one issue. But secondly, with regard to how we do this, whether it be individually or in groups or whatever, I kind of like the group process, but it's much more complicated and time-consuming to do. So I just throw that out for us to think about, because the harder the process is to do and the more time-consuming it is, the more challenging our success is going to be. So that's two different points that I throw out.
All I think that facing the Nairobi meeting and taking into consideration that some people will not be there, and we may have an exceptional process before before Brussels, and then review again and do a prioritization again in Brussels as the second time. I agree with Chuck that it's time-consuming having groups, but I think the outcome will be better.
This is Ken. I just want to I want to back up that comment with data. we can prove just in our small group that the variance around the answers that you get using individuals is considerably higher, obviously, than you get when you do it in the groups. And one of the things we discovered in the Delphi approach with the polling feature is that I think in only one case did it take more than one iteration to reach a tight enough consensus where the answer that we picked was only one away from the other ones we had. I'm not saying that very elegantly, but I think you know what I mean. It is definitely a longer process, though, and that's the downside to it. So the thing that what happened, here's the nut. If you have 20 counselors, let's say, and you give them all the ranking sheet with the definition of value and the list of the 15 projects, and individually and independently, they go through and they do their ratings. My prediction is that what will happen is that by the time you average all those results, most projects will be rated between four and six. And so we'll have a huge bunch up in the center where projects are rated 4, 5, or 6. Well, I'm sorry, it would be around the 4 area. It'll be 3 to 5 is what I really wanted to say. And we won't have any 2s, there won't be any 6s, there won't be any 1s. We didn't get any 1s or 7s ourselves, even after the Delphi process.
Well, that's my concern. Somehow you said it more correctly. But.
Well, but that is the problem. This is the problem. I think this is a no problem, because once we have the problem is with time. Once we have a way to remove away the ties, it's okay. We have a process that works, and I would recommend the to do the way we have done it. We did it as first. Everybody has its own ranking, and in a group fashion, then we will have a discussion of with the Adobe Connect feature or polling feature, and we would do as we have done the last time we ranked together with blind with not knowing who was voting, but only the amount of the number of votes, and then it would flash. And the if there were the very different weights, the extremes would justify. And then, if needed, we would have another round. And I think this could work in 1 hour. Because we are now with only one axis.
That's a very good observation. Jamie, I think you were... I think we understand your recommendation is essentially a twofold step. Counselors do an individual rating, then they bring them to a small group session at which we use the polling voting feature. I think, and that's... That process, I don't think, has the disadvantages that I was just speaking about a minute ago. I was addressing myself to just doing individual ratings all by themselves without the group session. And that I think, tends to produce averages that will all cluster around the center. It's just the nature of what happens when you take a 2 and a 6 and you average it together. You get something in the middle.
Let me make sure I understand. So are we talking about, okay, I by the way, I do support the, just like we did in our group, is everybody individually ranks, and then we go to a group. If we go to a, are we talking about going to a total one group session to do it, or multiple small groups? I think either one could be considered.
My recommendation, what I was thinking, is to go to a whole group session.
I think that's simpler and probably more time efficient. What do others think?
Yes, I agree.
This is Ken. I'm not sure it would be more time efficient, and my reasoning is that now you have to, if there are 15 opinions or 20 opinions, you have to give each one a chance to speak. If there's only four or five in a small group, you only go through four opinions at a time. So it could take a much longer period of time for each project to get through the polling rating system. Just to finish that thought, if you have, let's say, a council of 20 members and you break it up into four groups of five or five groups of four, those four, once they're finished with their Delphi scores, we get them. We take the four or five group scores, and then we find the median between those. Once you do a group of four or a group of five, you don't then have to go and do a much larger group. You're done. But I tell you that I think the thing that I like about this group idea, the whole council altogether, is it will take much longer to do 15 projects as a total group. But then everybody, you have a consensus now of the whole council instead of four different groups. The only question in my mind is how difficult will it be to arrive at consensus when you have 20 people involved?
This is Jamie. I have the experience of doing this kind of rating with a group of 10, around 10 people, and 12 people, and we rank a much larger amount of projects than we are dealing with. It's much more than 15. And in our case, it takes 4 hours of each meeting. It's in 20 days apart. But what I would like to add is that only the extreme weight will have to speak. You don't need to give the word to everybody. Only the extremes should defend their opinion.
This is Ken. So we could establish maybe some, I don't want to call them rules, but some procedures that say how we could get through this in an efficient way. For example, another thing that one could do is to say, each person who gets to speak, you know, you only have 4 minutes or 2 minutes or something like that, because if you just do the math in 1 hour, right, if you have 15 projects to do in 60 minutes, you have 4 minutes apiece. You got 20 people. Even if you have extreme positions on either side, and you almost always will on every project, we had them, and we have a much smaller group. You're going to have people who are going to want to talk about why they think it should not be high value or it should be low value, and then you do the poll, then you compare again, and if you still have gaps between where the median is, and you know we had a rule that said the answers couldn't be more than they couldn't occupy more than three contiguous slots. So you could have a 2-3-4 or a 3-4-5, but you couldn't have a 1-3-4-5. You have to make the one move somewhere closer. Go ahead.
Ken.
Yes.
I think we won't be able in this first exercise, should it be done in Nairobi or Brussels, I don't know where, but we won't be able to do it in 1 hour. The first one will need at least 2 hours to go through this process for the first time.
So this is a question. How is everybody feeling about the idea that has now been proposed that the group session, everybody does it individually. I think you've all said that already. Then the group is everybody at one session, the whole council.
Yes. Well, it's Paul speaking. So I'm in favor of this idea as well, but I'm thinking about whether in preparing such a session, there should be a proposal should come up with regards to a prioritization proposal made by the chairman or us, a smaller group, or what, wherever it comes from, and which is just a proposal, not and it could be argued against and all these things, and after this a ranking is to be made. Why not coming up with that rather than just to start from scratch? It may help also the discussion. It may help finding people a direction, and it will not impede people to stand up and tell us their opinion. Really not, but it may help the process.
This is Olga. I think that if we don't do previously our work individually or in groups, small groups or big groups, 1 hour session will never be enough. It's just to finalize the work and to finish details and exchange last ideas. But it's only 1 hour. It's not a lot of time.
Guys, I'm going to have to jump off, so I will let you continue to grapple with this. And it's possible I won't be able to make a call next week, but I encourage you to proceed without me if I can't.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chuck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I can give this some thought between now and the next session. I think I hear Olga saying that to try to do a group session with the entire council would be burdensome and would take a very long time. And
yes.
This is Ken. I tend to agree with that assessment. I think it would. I'm also not figuring out how the council could just do tie up loose ends or something. Well, let me go back. Remember when we did our individual ratings? If we found any project that had a consensus already based on the individual ratings, then we didn't discuss it in the group session, right? And we had some of those, right? There were three or four of them we didn't have to discuss on both axes. That could happen here. So if you had 15 projects, we might only have to discuss 12 instead of 15. But the thing is, once you have 20 people rating instead of just 4 or 5, there might be wider gaps, and therefore there might not be any ones that have a consensus already. So one of the difficulties I think we're going to have is trying to figure this all out without really having tried it. You know, it's hard to know what's going to happen until you actually try it.
As I understood both were saying, that even if we recommend a process, and the people, the individuals at the council can speak without following the rules of the process. Is that your observation, Wolf?
That's correct. So I just wonder whether we could find a way, because you know, for me it's that process. Do we start really from scratch? Do we just let the council start from the scratch again, just according to some rules we are proposing, or go beyond that? Do we go beyond that? Also, to come up with a proposal, a prioritization proposal of the list, and then let's discuss, and then go through this prioritization process.
I understand the list we made or the ranking we made will not be disclosed to the council. The council will do the work by itself from scratch and following the rules, the methodology that we suggest. But even though there will be always some individuals in the council that will not follow the rules, the existence of the law is not enough to be to obedience. Okay, but I think we should plan for a 2-hour session in our first exercise.
Yes, but why couldn't we go to the council and for this discussion and offer this alternative, either starting from the scratch or starting with a basic proposal? So,
well, this is Ken. May I ask you when you say a basic proposal, do you mean a ranking?
Yes. Yes. Just as a proposal, which is not binding, but just a proposal with something we have thought about. Okay, maybe everybody is not in line with that. Why not? But it may also help to some people.
Yeah, I think Wolf is suggesting that if we came up with our proposal, our ranking, this could... Although it was not our first idea, I think he is proposing that if we do that, this could accelerate the process in some way.
Yes, it could be helpful.
I think this is Wolf's suggestion. I'm not saying that I endorse it right now because I should give it more thought. Because this was not what we were commanded to do.
But, you know, we were just discussing about the way how to facilitate the process. So for me, I'm not sure whether it could help and facilitate, but I see it as a chance, and we could provide it as a point to discuss about that the next council meeting as well in Nairobi to say, okay, we have two choices, just starting from the scratch or coming up with a proposal at first and then do this prioritization. And then let the council talk about this.
Decide. Okay.
This is Ken. I have a slightly modified version of this that I want to throw out real quickly. What if instead of having, so I'm borrowing from Wolf's idea, what if each stakeholder group put up a single individual that would be their representative to become part of a standing group that would do prioritization? And so we have four stakeholder groups, and then everybody else would go in like one, would have one representative, maybe one of the non-com appointees or somebody would be the represent all the other groups. Now, what we could do is say to those individuals, your job is separately and away from the council. Your job is to get your groups to agree on a ranking of these 15 projects that you will bring to a session with your other colleagues who are also representatives of their groups. So you're only going to have five people in one standing committee that will do all the prioritization, but they will bring with them a collective understanding that they get on their own from their constituencies or stakeholder groups. And so they come, so you already have a built-in consensus process coming in, and then those five people do a group Delphi like we did, and when that ranking is done, that's it.
Ken, this is Olga. I think we went through this discussion before. I somehow agree, but we also thought at the time, and correct me please if I'm wrong, that this stakeholder approach could be very biased differently for different projects. It's only a comment. I like the idea because it's somehow that the council is organized.
But I don't know if the, your suggestion, Ken, is that we should keep with the small group approach, and you think this would be more efficient than go to Delphi session of the whole group. I have my doubts on that. I think we would a new step that would not alleviate discussion because of what Olga just said, because we have the bias of the constituencies, and then when we come to the whole group and also entrenched prejudices that are already set up would not facilitate. I think when we come up with a new idea prioritization to the whole group is a fresh. We avoid these entrenched prejudices that or bias that we already have in the individual constituency. So I would much more favor both ideas of facing a Delphi session with the whole council and offering them the option of base. Their ranking in a previous, or knowing a previous ranking or not, or to offer them this choice.
This is Ken. Okay. I don't understand yet how prejudices would not manifest themselves in a total council rating. I think because the people in the council come from stakeholder groups and constituencies, and so if they have a prejudice or a bias about a project, we're going to hear about it in the council session, just as you would if the council said, we're going to, for the purposes of prioritization, we're going to create a delegate system. We're not going to try to do this en masse, a whole big group. Each stakeholder has a delegate that goes to a session, and they prioritize with their colleagues in the other stakeholder groups, and they are challenged and charged with the responsibility of collecting up the information from their groups. I think we end up with the same prejudices, but maybe the process isn't as good. I haven't thought it thoroughly through. And I don't want to defend it too vigorously here, but I do think it would be more efficient in terms of time spent in the Delphi, because you'd only have 5 people participating instead of 20. But you know, we could try. We won't know until we try, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yes, guys, I think we should finish our call. I didn't realize the time.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's 15 minutes after. Okay, so. Yeah, this is Ken. I think we'll have to come back to this subject. I'll try to do some summaries of what we've discussed there, and we can take a look at them.
How much time we have before Nairobi? How many Tuesdays have we have?
We have the 23rd, which is next week.
Yeah.
And then the 2nd of March. When is Nairobi? It's the 9th, right?
It's the first week. The second week of March.
Yeah,
no.
So we have two sessions.
I will be traveling on the 4th if I go, because right now everything is on the air.
Yeah, I'll be going, and I'll be there on Saturday afternoon.
But to answer your question, I think we have two weeks. We have two Tuesdays. We have next Tuesday and the one after, and then it's Nairobi.
Well, we have to present something in Nairobi, so we have a deadline there.
Olga,
yes.
Can I suggest that we prepare a prioritization session of the whole council to examine this as a first item of our next meeting, to commend Ken to prepare a whole council exercise for Nairobi. Would that challenge be considered?
I like the idea. I don't know if we have the time.
What do you think? What do you think, Cam?
I'm just not sure that we can settle all of the questions that pertain to, you know, we like the next question that we didn't get to today about whether what are we going to do with these outputs and outcomes, and do we really we have to make sure that before we ask the council to go through a prioritization on value that we can answer the first question is, why are you asking us to do this?
Yeah, well, that was the fourth item.
Yeah, we didn't get to that just yet today, but we should take that up. I'll start thinking about whether, if you're suggesting that we might try to do something in Nairobi, the other thing that's complicated here is that we're going to have about half the members in Nairobi and half the members not in Nairobi. So it's not going to be a very good face-to-face session. It's going to be mostly half and half, right?
I think it would be a good time to present our outcomes and to the council.
My idea is that instead of presenting things, to do a hands-on job exercise, and not a first, it would not be the first a prioritization session of the whole council, but it would be a hands-on evaluation of our proposal. And it could be done by the whole council or for Ken suggested, with a small group from constituency. I don't know, but I think it could be open to the to all the council members that would like to participate.
I like the idea. My question is, shouldn't we present before our outcomes to the council, so then we can proceed?
Yeah, this is Ken. I think what I hear Olga saying is, don't we have to first give them kind of an overview of where we've been, what we've done, why we've done what we've done, and what the methodology is we're proposing, or where our heads are at the moment, and then let them digest that and say, yes, you're on the right track, no, we don't like this at all, before we actually engage them in an exercise?
That's my comment. This is why I like the idea, but I don't know if we have time to go through that procedure before.
Yeah, it's okay. It was just an idea.
Oh, that's a very good idea. I like it.
Yeah, and for sure.
But I know
we,
the council also.
Yeah, this is Ken. For sure, as soon as we get the ideas across and they agree, that we should very soon thereafter, we should actually do an exercise, right, so they can see how it really will work. All right, recognizing Olga's question about ending the call, I think I have enough to summarize here, and I'll get something out to you guys in the next couple of days.
Great. Thank you very much, Ken.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
We'll have another the 23rd, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, next week, same time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you, Miriam. Enjoy the rest of your day.